Sai Center, January 7th, 2024.
Hi, everyone.
Hi, Kathy.
Here's tonight's flip. The new year does not bring anything new with it. The day when fresh and sacred thoughts and feelings originate in your heart is the real new year day. At times, evil qualities like desire, anger, and hatred may arise in you, but they should not be allowed to enter the mind. Once they are refused permission, they will automatically withdraw. If they are allowed to enter the mind, they will remain in it. Likewise, when the evil qualities try to enter your mind, just ignore them. They will go back to the place of their origin. On the other hand, if you entertain them, they will rule over you. When you come across something evil, do not look at it, talk about it, or listen to it. Just ignore it. That is the true human quality. Use the power of discrimination and make proper use of the senses. Only then will your life be redeemed. You will attain immortality and infinite bliss. I want to start just by asking if anything about this quote really stands out to you or feels really significant to you, and just give people a chance to share.
Can I say, Capitan? For me, this quote refers to stop meditation, and then it goes to discriminate for what is real and what is unreal, and don't go with what is unreal. For me, the whole thing was that.
Thank you.
For me, the first line when it says the new year does not bring anything new with it, when I was thinking about it, I remembered the new teachings about time not being real. Well, if the time by itself has no validity, no reality, of course it can't bring it. New year doesn't have any meaning. To me, it meant more like my attention, my priority, where is my... where do I put my attention and priority? Is it silence? If it's silence, then there is freshness. There can be freshness there. Otherwise, it's just repetition.
Hey, Kathy, for me, what stands out, and this is something I learned from Sat a while ago, was that I feel like I'm no longer at the mercy of my senses, that whatever comes in through my senses, I don't have to react to. And have some habitual reaction, even though I've had that reaction for the last 20 years, that there's some filter between where the senses come in and then what the mind ends up taking in and reacting to. If that makes sense.
I had a comment kind of in the same line as this past comment. When you're tuned to use your senses differently, then you receive different messages, and it's going to impact the way you talk. Your words, your thoughts, your actions are going to be different because you have received the information in a different way, since you're looking at the world and everything differently. Thank you.
I was thinking about this, and it brought to light that there was a story about these wolves that are inside us. And the more we feed them, the bigger and stronger they get. And if you don't feed them, you take the power away from them, they could disappear. It somehow kind of coincided with that story, with what Baba is saying here. That if you don't feed it, if you don't make it matter, if you don't give it importance, if you don't feed it, it's just going to disappear.
Adrian, were you about to share? I don't want to pause
Yeah, actually, I just, for the beginning of your quote was, I can't remember exactly something about it's the new year when you have a divine thought. And I just
The day when fresh and sacred thoughts and feelings originate in your heart is the real New Year day.
So, yeah, so I just, when we were talking last time with Sat about be still and know that I am God, I just realized that that's something that you're supposed to say to yourself. And so that was a new and divine kind of thought that I had that I've never had before. But it's something that was my, like, you're supposed to say it to yourself, not think it's someone else. So, anyways.
Thank you.
I was going to say that the line that says, then they will go back to the place of their origin, meaning the evil qualities or thoughts or all of that. And then I was thinking, where is their origin? And then I came to nothingness. Thoughts, you know, and all these worries and all of that, when you know, you just ignore them, they go to that origin, which is nothing. And also, sometimes it's from like a past memory or something that, some concept that was pushed to us, and then when I was thinking about that, that also went to nothing. So.
Before I jump into the more specific questions, I just wanted to share what attracted me to this quote when I read it. I just think, in two places in particular, this so reminds me of Sat's teachings that it kind of punched me in the face. The first part is, you know, I often have shared that I feel like we're really lucky because we have tools, right? And we're given tools. And Baba, like what Bliss said, I think is really describing stop meditation here. And I thought it was so cool to see that, because I've never seen that before, that description that really feels like what we have been practicing and doing. And then the other thing was, if you guys remember Sat's New Year's message in 2019, it is so... the tone of it, I feel like the message of it is so similar to this, that when I read this, it was just like those two together just really hit me so hard. Would it be all right if I just, it's quick, if I read Sat's message from 2019 so you guys can just see the comparison? Is that okay?
That would be great.
Sat. Well, I really want to say Happy New Year to you, meaning to preserve the tradition, but honestly, it is completely meaningless for me. Its only worth is that it is another occasion for us to have another satsang. That is the only worth it has. When they told us it is spring and there's a new year, or in the States it is January and it's a new year, we looked at it, got joyous, and celebrated again. Week after week passed, month after month passed, season after season passed, until again, it was either spring or January for another new year. Our body has activity, our mind thought, our emotions got wounded, but if we wait for 1 second, if we contemplate for one moment, we will see that all these occurrences took place, but the watcher just looked at what took place. It was looking at this whole play. But if we don't contemplate, the watcher of the movie becomes one with the directors and the actors. Look at how difficult that is in each person's being. This movie is being made moment to moment, and the watcher thinks it is playing all these roles. Its feelings get entangled with it, etc. It just needs contemplation. With contemplation, we become aware that there is no play, there is no watching, it just is, an infiniteness of silence and emptiness. With that being said, Happy New Year. I just really loved how I felt there was so much just similarity there. So anyway, just wanted you to know why I chose, what about it I liked so much. Okay, so going into our questions. The new year does not bring anything new with it. The day when fresh and sacred thoughts and feelings originate in your heart is the real New Year day. What is your experience with these fresh and sacred thoughts and feelings originating in your heart that Bubba talks about? What does this mean to you?
Today, when I was reading this code, I was thinking, so really, what is new? Then I went to my heart and I feel the presence, and actually it is so new. When I was looking at everything that I was looking at a few seconds ago, now when I was in that situation, now everything was new, even the things that I was looking at it all day. And if all of them has a joy in it, I don't know how to say it. And also, again, when I was thinking what is new, I just noticed that everything that you say, even for so many times you are repeating it, but every time it is new. I don't know what is in it.
Would anyone else like to share about their experience with these fresh and sacred thoughts and feelings originating in your heart?
My experience with the freshness is the truth of these teachings. We not only experience them in unique ways over and over, but it's like a diamond with infinite number of facets, and every facet of it leads us back to that simple truth and the wisdom. And that's how, to me, it is fresh. It's never the same thing twice. It's, you know, we're going around and seeing different facets of it, and it, every time we see that, we revisit it, it just goes deeper and deeper. It's like we have a fuller sense, I have a fuller sense of it. That's what I can share. Thank you.
I was just thinking how new, like Mira was talking, how new brings just smile and joy to your heart. It's just fresh and new, whatever it is. And how old, and talking about old things has some weight with it.
Another thing is that when I start my day with silence and meditation, my day is new. The thought that is coming are new.
Can you guys hear me okay?
Yes.
Something I think is kind of a mixture of what everybody has said. For me, I learned this from you, Sachin, just by watching you. When I come to you and I want to repeat something that is from the past, which I think is going to help my case. It's going to be supporting evidence or anything like that. You stopped me so quickly and you said, I don't want to hear a story from the past. And it's been a little bit of a training ground for me, because I see when I don't repeat something from the past, then the new moment has a chance to be fresh and new, versus if I'm repeating specifics, particularly something hurtful or painful from the past, no matter how righteous I might feel in bringing it out, it doesn't help me, and it causes me pain to hang on to it. So, and sometimes it's hard, particularly if I feel wronged or if I feel very emotionally affected by something with my family or anything. But my practice has been, from what you're teaching me, that if I don't repeat the past, then I allow there to not be painful for me in the now. Versus if I hang on to what I'm trying to convince myself with, again, to win my case or something, it keeps me in pain. And that is what allows a moment to be fresh for me. And it is such a big deal to me. So I wanted to thank you.
Kathy, I wanted to say that for me, fresh is whenever I choose to use a wisdom or a tool. Because instead of going with my habitual action toward anything, I choose to use a tool or go into silence or feel myself, or go to the region of my heart. It's always fresh for me, because I used for a long, long time to do the same habitual thing. And so whenever I'm aware, because it needs an awareness. Whenever I'm aware and I choose to not go with the old habit, I feel this freshness, and then I'm able to use that tool or wisdom.
I had a family member this Christmas who spent a lot of time complaining about this person and that person, how they hurt her feelings and what they did and what they said. And I can't believe I used to follow, like a long time ago, be able to follow along with this along the roller coaster. But now she just looks like she's beating herself up, or, you know, drowning in a foot of water, splashing water on her own face. And I'm not looking down on her, but it's such a different perspective now. And I was not engaged in any of it. And I couldn't, because it just seemed like ridiculous. But it was amazing.
It was a time where everyone, I'm sure, crave for gossip, to and suitcases that people open for them. Yeah.
There was a time in my life that I really wished I could be like a child, careless, and not have much responsibilities, not have so much in my mind, having so many lists. It is amazing that recently there are many times that I feel that way. I feel like I don't have much that I need to worry about, much to think about, not much responsibilities. While I still do take care of things, and being like that child is just amazing. It's beautiful, and it is a new thing to me. It's definitely very new. Thank you for teaching me. Thank you.
I have a small example, or I think it's an example, but it's an experience, and it's related to the holidays. We just got done with them, and something about the holidays. I am trying to have the holiday experience. I want to put up the tree and have the great memory with my son, or not burn down my house. I want to have the dinner. I want to do these things to feel like open, to feel that feeling inside or something, right? I don't know if it's something I'm chasing because I had it once. I don't know. But the last couple of years, like, I can feel it. I'm like, this is a little bit of repeat, right? But fine, I keep trying. But this year I had a really cool experience because I had a pretty miserable holiday. I was, in Atlanta. It was just one, not good thing after the other in terms of, what you think the holidays are. And I kept trying, and I kept trying. And then today I had 5 minutes with Zach. 5 minutes, I swear, just sitting across from her. And I felt instantly new. I felt newness. I felt this feeling inside of me. I felt alive. And it just makes me really realize that the new year, all of these holidays don't bring anything new with it, but our path does. It really does. It lets us live a life that feels full, versus chasing a fullness around a couple of holidays every year, which is so unfulfilling, really. And I think that's amazing that I got to feel that much aliveness. I think many people, their whole lives, they don't get it. And so I was just really grateful for that. And I think I really experienced newness today, because I've sat there before, but every time, and I thought that was amazing. So. Thanks.
I feel Baba is trying to tell us that newness is being and oldness is doing. Choose to be new by being. Other than that, it can't be new. That's what you have taught us to do. Looks like that love, always there is freshness in that. But repetition of doing things, if it's not mindful, it's just doing it based on memory. There isn't much of fulfillment, peace, happiness, or any newness.
There's one part of this quote that I can barely read. Baba says that at times, evil qualities like desire, anger, and hatred may arise in you. Did anybody else feel like he was overestimating you just a little bit? Maybe, Baba. But I love that he says, at first, don't allow it into your mind. I didn't really understand how that is. But when he said, ignore it, I remembered when Satya used to say, whatever, who cares? Let it go, drop it. And to me, that was so usable. Because like Baba suggests, sometimes some of those feelings do arise in me too.
Maybe.
Sometimes. He's laughing.
That was the next part of this, was that quote. Does anyone else have any thing they want to share about their experience with refusing these, what Baba calls evil qualities, refusing them permission and sending them back to their origin? Anyone else want to share anything about that, or how they have experienced that?
I would just say, which we've said so many times, it's just the importance of doing it like upon arrival, like at the very minute you have the first chance to recognize you've gone with something like this, to cut it off. And I do like the thoroughness of Baba's advice when he says, do not look at it, talk about it, or listen to it, just ignore it. It's very thorough, and we need to always follow all of those.
It's like when Sat, I can't quote it, but she was talking about like leaving your door cracked. Like, would you leave it cracked a little bit to let the snake in, right? And it feels very similar to that versus just like, no, catching it really early and when you can, stopping it from turning into a colony of snakes in your house. So.
Does this mean like not paying attention to things going on in the outside world that are evil? Or do you interpret this as inside your own heart?
I interpreted it as my own feelings and emotions that come up. I didn't have to go as far as the outside world. For me, it was just when something makes me angry, or something offends me, or something seems unfair. Let it go, ignore it, it's not worth it. Sat used to say, does it feel good? She would say, ask the kids, does it feel good? And at home we say that a lot. We said it like 30 times maybe today. Does it feel good? It doesn't. But no, I didn't take it as far as the outside world.
I would definitely take it to the outside world too. Because some people get addicted to know what's going on around the world, and what's going on around the world is not really inspiring at most. And it's not that we don't care. It's that one less person dwelling unnecessarily on something negative is not going to help. It just won't help. And if some news would leave an expression on you, it will linger on for a while. It will occupy your mind and your emotion for a while. Unless you are in a role of politician or a soldier or social worker, it's not necessary. Once, long, long time ago, I play a role of a social worker and I ended up in the hospital because I wasn't equipped. That was not my role.
You know, Sat, I was thinking to answer the Radha the same way, that if you look at the outside world, even if it's not that bad, but it can create anxiety, especially in children, that they see global warming, this event, that event. I mean, this can literally cause, it caused me anxiety when I was growing up. You see these things and absorb it and keep it in your mind, and it just keeps on going. It would have been easier if I had known at that time, just let it go. I just let it sit.
A lot of our repeated thoughts are not something that we hold on to. It's something that we picked from outside, you know? Some of our fear comes from, not that we created inside or listened to it, is that we were affected by it. Sometimes in our lifetime. So it's really important to be watchful and just having a calm atmosphere at home is one of the best. for small kids.
Thank you, Seth.